Shalom Aleichem Rabotai. It is the 25th day of Adar Sheni. We are continuing in the Mishneh Yomi and finishing up, Bezrat Hashem, the first perek of Kilayim. We are in the 8th Mishneh. Mishneh Ches says, Ein notayin, we do not plant yarakot, vegetables, betoch sodon shel shikma, into the stump of a sycamore. It was common practice to let a sycamore tree grow for a little while and then prune it back radically, perhaps even to the stump, which would actually make the sycamore grow thicker and grow larger with more branches, and it was commonly used in construction in those times. So they wanted it to be bigger, but if you planted vegetables into the stump, they would grow together with the sycamore, making kilayim. The Mishnah continues, Ein markivin pegam al gabe kida levona. And we do not graft rue onto a white cassia plant, because you're putting a vegetable, the rue, into a tree. A notin yichur shelta'ena latocha chatzuv shehei mekeru. And we do not plant a yichur shelta'ena, is the branch of a fig tree, latocha chatzuv, into a chatzuv plant. A chatzuv is a famous plant with deep roots, shehei mekeru, that will cool off the chatzuv. Now, apparently the chatzuv was very spicy, and perhaps grafting a fig branch into it would cool it down and make it less spicy and easier to eat. And tochavin zemora shel gefen letoch avatiach, and we do not insert the branch or the vine of a gefen of a grape of a grapevine letoch avatiach into a watermelon vine. Shetehei zoreket memeha letocho. So the watermelon will throw its water into the grapevine. Bibneshu ilan biyarak, because you're putting a tree into a vegetable. So you might have thought, well, it sounds pretty difficult to graft a tree into a vegetable, but the grapevine is considered a tree. We'd say brepria etz on the grapes, but the watermelon is a vegetable, but both of them grow from a vine, and it's apparently possible to graft a grapevine into a watermelon vine as well, which is the base, is the root stock, and it would cause the grapes to have more water in them. I looked into this, a quick search. I didn't see that's done anymore, but they do graft cucumbers and watermelons together commonly. Apparently it's a common thing to combine watermelons and cucumbers, and it makes them grow better. And there's actually a hybrid called a cucamelon. So apparently there's a cucamelon is a grafted, hybridized cucumber watermelon. So apparently there is a possibility of grafting things onto watermelons to make them to be larger. So why not with grapevines as well? Mishnah continues, Ein notnin zera dlot letoch hachalamit. We do not put gourd seeds into a mallow plant, shtehei mishamarto, so the mallow plant will protect the gourds. Mipnei shehu yarak biyarak, this is grafting one species of vegetable into another species of vegetable. Now finishing up the perek with Mishnah Tes, hatomen lefet utsnonot tahat gefen. If he's hiding turnips or radishes under a grapevine. Now he's not planting them, Rabosai, he's already picked them. And Farshim say he's already gathered them together. He's pulled the turnips, he's pulled the radishes out of the ground, and he's tied them together into a bundle. As far as he's concerned, they're done growing. He doesn't care if they grow anymore in the ground. And he's sticking them into the ground under his gefen, under his grapevine, as storage. So it was kind of like a root cellar, but instead of being underground in the cellar, it's literally, he's just sticking them in the ground. The Mishnah continues, Im hayu miktsot olav megulin, if some of the leaves are showing, so some of the leaves are sticking out of the ground, eino chayshesh, lo mishum kilayim, there's no worry here about kilayim. Again, he's not planting these turnips and radishes to grow them there, he's just sticking them in the ground as a storage device. Lo mishum shvit, and they don't become shvit. If he sticks them in the ground before shvit, and now it's entered shvit, well, we're not really concerned that it's shvit. He doesn't want them to be growing at all. It's just for storage. Lo mishum maisrot, we're not worried about the maiser. He's already taken maiser. He doesn't have to take them again when he takes them out of storage. Untalin b'shabbat, he could even take them out on Shabbat. Now, this is a little bit difficult because we remember perek ein tomnin in Shabbat. If you put insulation, which was muksa, on top of a pot of food, you'd have to be careful to tilt it to the side so you're not actually touching the muksa insulation. So here too, if there's dirt on top and you'd have to tilt the dirt, it might be impossible. So it may be in a case where there is not muksa on top of these radishes or turnips, you could go ahead and pull them out of the ground on Shabbat, because that's not harvesting. These things have already been harvested and they're simply in the ground for storage. The Perek concludes with sort of a general rule about planting key lime together that we're going to see more in the next perek, in the second perek, about seeds. So here's the Mishnah. Zorea chita sor ka'achat. Planting wheat and barley together. Reza key lime. That's key lime. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda qualifies this. Eino key lime ad shehe shtei chitim asura. It's not really key lime. It's not asur deraisa as a mixture, as a planted mixture, until you have two wheat seeds and one barley seed. Or another option, chita ushtei sorim, or one wheat seed and two barley seeds. O chita usora ukusemet, or he has one seed of wheat, one seed of barley, and one seed of spelt. So what's Rabbi Yehuda talking about? You'd need three seeds with at least two different species. Because the Pasuk says, Sadcha lo tizra kilayim. Your field do not plant with kilayim. According to Yehuda, sodecha implies a field that already has some sort of produce or crop or seed on it, and kilayim is two more. So there needs to be three seeds here with at least two species, because the first seed, the wheat seed or whatever it is first, becomes your sodecha, because you planted something there, so eventually it's going to be a piece of wheat, and if you add kilayim, you add two more seeds of something else, then you get kilayim deraisa. The Rabbanan don't agree with Rabbi Yehuda. They say sodecha could even be empty. It could even be an empty lot that you're intending to plant. Doesn't have to have a seed yet. So merely planting two seeds of two different species, according to the sages, is going to be kilayim. Okay, mazel tov on the first perek of kilayim. To be continued tomorrow. Rabbi Yehuda.